Let's talk about Jupiter's Legacy, episode 2, Paper and Stone, where dad goes and visits Chloe and is like, man, I need your help. And Sheldon confronts a reporter in the past, and we get just right up to maybe explaining how they got their powers at the funeral.
Tom?
Yes?
I went to RottenTomatoes.com. Are you familiar with the site?
I am, yes.
Originally, I had figured that the 28% positive reviews was an artifact of there not being very many reviews. But then I looked again, and I think it's up to 38% positive reviews.
Oh, which is, they're getting more reviews.
Which is
more positive.
But also 38% usually doesn't mean a good show.
High audience score.
Audience score.
Very high, relatively high audience score.
I keep stealing myself for the part where I'm not going to like this show.
Mm-hmm.
But two episodes in, I like it even more minute by minute. And I understand that they're doing soap opera stuff. I understand they're taking cheap shots. It's about a dad talking to his emerging talent children, trying to instill values and stuff in them. Look, I understand the why of being, why I'm being suckered into it, but I'm feeling a little bit suckered into it. And I completely thought that all these people would be dead by now, and that it would be up to the children. Like, well, all the olds died in episode one, so it's up to us, the youngs, to carry on Jupiter's legacy. And so far I ain't seeing it. I'm just seeing a bunch of soap opera talk that I like quite a bit.
Yeah, I am enjoying the flashback scenes more than the present scenes. The present scenes feel like long Netflix scenes meant to let me surf Instagram while I'm watching. The past scenes really capture my attention. I don't know, maybe I just like a period piece better. I loved the weaving of the funeral, which did tie into the present, right?
Yep.
With the idea of how Sheldon approaches funerals. I really enjoyed that we know that he's going to marry Grace Kennedy, the reporter, the gum snapping reporter who's only trying to tell the truth.
I did enjoy their tumultuous first contact. I enjoyed, you know, shouting out a bunch of anti-communist talk and all that stuff. I loved all of that.
And the hospitalization, I was like, oh, so I guess people are just getting powers and he's one of them and stress brings it on or something. But then we see visions and voices and something about an island. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be more interesting than that. This is not going to be as straightforward as, you know, he gets hit by lightning and becomes Jupiter. So I'm up for that too. I'm definitely interested in the backstory for sure. I'm kind of interested in why there's a Black Star clone, but that just seemed to be dragged out. So I didn't get anything substantive on that this episode.
Although I will say, seeing the real Black Star was a joy.
That was a fun scene. The way
he talked, the way he was just like, "What the hell is this? What's going on here? I don't get it." Like from that bulky figure or whatever. I enjoyed all that. I assumed from episode one's foreshadowing that there was going to be some, like, I don't know, some kind of government program, and they'd have to, you know, pay a terrible price to get their powers or whatever. But it looks to me like it's something more organic that they're going to be at the right place at the right time. I don't know.
Next week we will be watching episodes 3 and 4. So if you're playing along with us at the same time, we'll be watching 2 episodes for our discussion next week. That's so we can time this out so that we're done in time for Rick and Morty when Rick and Morty comes out in June. Anything else on Jupiter's Legacy?
No, just know, like, I'm with you, America. I too am stealing myself for the part where everyone turns on this. But in the meantime, I've really enjoyed the first 2 episodes.
Jupiter's Legacy, Paper and Stone, episode 2 of season 1.